Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 7 p.m. on this lovely Wednesday. What is it? Oh, it's March 6th. Wow, where does the time go? And we're starting things off today with a song that I've started many radio shows with. I think it used to be like a theme song, almost, of mine. Frank Zappa's Peaches and Regalia. But now, for the very first time on this show, I have it on vinyl. Thank you to Cheapo Records in Central Square. I saw it, I traded in a couple of records, I got it, and I am so happy, and it sounds really darn good, so I'm very chuffed about that. And I'm really excited about the tracks that I have for all of you tonight. I've got a bunch of prog rock, a bunch of psychedelic rock, a bunch of like indie new stuff from all over. My show is called Highly Recommended. It is full of all of the music that I recommend highly. I am Mellow Max. 7 to 8 p.m. I'll be playing highly recommended music, and then at 8 p.m. I will have a highly recommended band. That band being Lessa and the Moors, which I think is just such a darn clever name. Really fun. Good stuff. Good local band. Love to see it. So don't go anywhere. That'll be really cool. 8 p.m. they will be joining me here in the studio. What else do I have to say? This next band. I think it's the first time that I brought in my own CD to play. So that's cool. I bought it at a show a couple weeks ago. The band is called The Croaks. They are a local group. They are really darn cool. I hope that you guys like it. It's very proggy and very Canterbury scene. And I was like, whoa, there's a local band who plays like Canterbury scene? No way. Because that's like my favorite genre, and it's like super obscure and like 70s and English and just not Boston. So super cool. Very excited to share that with you guys. I've been waiting. I've been playing all that Perth, Australia music. Now we're back, and I have a backlog of stuff for you guys. I highly recommend all that stuff from Perth. It was great, but we're back. Anyway, Mellow Max, highly recommended. WMFO Medford. Stick around 8 p.m. Lessa and the Moors will be joining me. It's going to be a good night. I've got some spectacular... If you don't mind me tooting my own horn, I've got some spectacular songs in the tank for you guys. So don't move a muscle.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I don't know about you guys, but I am out of breath. I could listen to that song on repeat for hours. The flute in it, and that song came out last year, 2023. That is a new local proggy Canterbury scene band, The Croaks. I'm such a fan. Oh. Anyway, here is a band from Chicago, 1976. It's Yezda Urfa.
Placement aligned, perfect uniformity, long bone, sterile, quick, slow, swell, a long port, pimpian speed. Third remark make, syncophantic, toga viralis, probe wheel, coracoid, copper crown glow. Tight send off line, nowhere on parameter cross bound, leg torn, head shown, rearrange the second bend line. Signal hook, plug into the normal high output. Keep no wires exposed, standby and
Jesus, to be 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 that big plastic boat. It goes along the long banks of Port Jane's Bay. Leaky water to none, the best of perfect question doesn't like to wait.
Six bushmen standing over there to move a tinky tiny blue moon down across the yard. Father's life is all again.
from New Zealand to Australia. Those last three that you heard were just Ha, the Unclear with Fish, followed by Spud with Chips, and then Stonefield with Sister. And so Ha, the Unclear hails from New Zealand, and that is a pretty new song. I think that came out like late last year. And then the next one was Spud, who's one of the sisters in Stonefield, and they're both, and that family's from Australia. It's a band of four sisters, really cool music, big fan of theirs. I hope that they're still making music. I haven't heard anything from them in a while. But yeah, you might have noticed those, I played Fish and then Chips, so it was a little bit of Fish and Chips. I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, Spud, solo project from Holly Findlay. And it's all about chips. I mean, it's Spud, potato, chips, french fries. Wild, wacky, fun stuff. Anyway, here's the Claypool Lennon Delirium. That is Sean Lennon, son of John, in alongside Les Claypool of Primus. Everyone's favorite band, of course.
Captain Larry Hutt.
Are you all dancing at home? Because I am dancing. That was a twofer from Atlanta, Georgia. That was Fruit with Days of the Week, followed by Omni with Granite Kiss, two brand new bands, brand new songs. I think the bands have been around for a little bit. And I had the pleasure of seeing Omni on Monday at the Rockwell, and it was fantastic. Coming up next, Speed Drive.
Thank you.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Or if you live in Massachusetts or New Hampshire, and you want to like spend a day and you don't want to kill anything like going fishing, but you want to spend a day by the river hanging out, there's always gold panning up in New Hampshire, apparently. I don't know. I apparently, like, if you're on the East Coast and you want to go gold panning, New Hampshire's the place to be. If you're not on the East Coast, like, go anywhere else. But not anywhere. I mean, like, California would be better, like Alaska, or anywhere on the West Coast. But apparently New Hampshire's got the best stuff in the area. So just a little food for thought. You won't find anything much, I don't think. I want to go. I don't know. I'm curious. I think it'll be cool. It's my friend said that gold panning's like fishing, but nothing has to die. And that sounds fantastic. Behind me right now is a New Jersey band by the name of Rugburn. This song is called Black Limba. And when I first heard it, I was like, oh my god, that bass part, the ba-da-ba-da-ba-dum. But I'll point it out next time it comes up. When I first heard it, I was like, huh, that sounds a lot like Limba Trip on Instagram, who is this Instagram artist and musician. He does like these rotoscopic whiteboard spinny things. So like he draws on a whiteboard, spins it around, and it looks like everything's moving, and it's very cool. And he also makes his own music and plays it in the background. And I mentioned that to my friend who's friends with one of the band members, and she passed it on, and the band member was like, yeah, that's really funny, because it was actually like that bass riff was inspired by Limba Trip. So I was like, I heard it, I got that. It's pretty cool. Both very cool artists, Rugburn and Limba Trip. I also wanted to say, the saxophone, right now, it sounds pretty like clean and clear, and that's how most people learn how to play saxophone, but later on it also, there's like, the saxophonist does a part where they growl, and like, you get that nice saxophone, like, oh. And I played saxophone for like 7 years in school, and none of my teachers taught me how to do that. And I realized that, I was like, yeah, and I kind of know why. Like, no one even said that that was possible, because if they did, I would have done it, and it would have made even uglier noises on my saxophone. So I forgive my teachers for not teaching me about it, but it does sound really cool. Anyway, that's about what I've got for you. Coming up next, we've got two local bands with relatively new music released in the last year and a month or two. Released in 2023, that is. And then, yeah, lots of new music on this playlist. And then a handful of, like, throwbacks. Like, we have a song from 1976 and one from 1969. I've been playing a lot more new music. Anyway, listen to the saxophone. It's fantastic. That right there, that's the part that sounds like Limba Trip. Oh, speaking of Instagram, everyone follow me on Instagram at MellowMaxRadio. I'm just started it up a couple weeks ago, but I've been on the air since 2016, so you can trust me to pick out good music. Also, you've been listening. It's all good music. It's all highly recommended, after all. But yeah, Mellow Max Radio, that's me. In about 15 minutes, I will be joined by Lessa and the Moors for an interview. Be very fun. If you want to join in on the interview, we have a DJ chat on our website. If you have any questions or you just want to be part of the conversation, you can hop over there if you want to. That's at wmfo.org/DJ-chat. And next week, if you like folk music, I'm going to have Trey Sheehan, a Massachusetts, I think he's based in New York, but he's from Massachusetts, musician, for a live session here in Studio A and interview at the same dang time. It's going to be fantastic. Coming up next is Winkler, a lovely, lovely local band.
Is it going?
Yeah.
Green mile, Luna.
to let go and then I live.
We just had a bunch of new and or local, in some cases both, songs. We just had Winkler with Sarah and the Moon, followed by Nurse Joy with Nurse Joy. Yes, they have a song with the same name as the band. It's usually the album with the same name as the band, but they have the song. The album's New Wave, and that was released late in 2023. Then we had an Australian band with Just a Little. The band was called Pyrex, and that last song that you heard was Here Boy with Moon Blue, another local group, and also new. And now, speaking of very new and very local, in fact, they are sitting here right in front of me, Lessa and the Moors with Break My Heart, and then after that, we'll get right into the interview. So don't go anywhere. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.